Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. Did you know that in 1752, Great Britain and the colonies switched from the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar? The calendar date was moved forward by 11 days to correct the error in the old calendar, a calendar that had been used since 48 BCE. The crown and its many local governments decreed that the day following September 2nd would be September 14th. Now, putting it mildly, the current climate is not friendly to this kind of edict or mandates or regulations. Can you imagine what would happen if contemporary governments decreed a date adjustment like that one in 1752? I think it would be impossible to install a new calendar today. A significant portion of our citizenry is so unreceptive to regulations, edicts, and mandates that millions of people would resist and refuse to follow that decree. The country would, in effect, end up using two different calendars. Populists, libertarians, militias, and the Republican Party would follow the old calendar, while liberals, socialists, the armed services, and the Democratic Party would adopt the new model. In bright red states like Idaho and Oklahoma, it would be the 4th of July, while in New York and California, it would be the 14th of July. More than a little irony there, don't you think, that the old order would be celebrating Independence Day, while the changelings would be singing the Marseillaise for Bastille Day? The progressive side would be way out in front, and the conservatives would be late for the party, like universal suffrage and desegregation. Trying to function with two calendars would, of course, lead to chaos in every aspect of life. The populists would say that living with turmoil is part of the price of freedom, while the liberals would, with their noses high in the air, tell the other side to keep up with them or get left holding a bag full of nothing. It wasn't all that long ago that the vast majority of Americans would go along with rules and regulations put in place by various governmental agencies. Very unpopular statutes, from requiring seatbelts to banning smoking, were observed, nonetheless, by drivers and smokers alike. They didn't like it, but it was the law. Now, somewhere along the way, rules became infringements on constitutional rights, and freedom became doing whatever the hell you want to do. In the course of the 20th century, hundreds of laws, rules, and regulations went into effect and were vigorously enforced. I'm going to list a few here, and as each one is named, let's ask ourselves how they would fare today. Consider these two factors in the equation: legislative inertia in Congress and defiantly uncooperative citizens. Which is to say, would the laws ever get enacted in the first place? And secondly, would they be obeyed? Let's start with federal income tax. I think that would be a no and a no. The law wouldn't pass Congress, and millions of folks would simply refuse to pay, not just find ways around their taxes, but deny the law's validity. Mandatory childhood immunization? I don't think you could get a federal law passed, and you already have the answer as to citizens' compliance. Social Security? I don't think it would become the law of the land, but of course folks would accept checks from the government, just like they do now, complaining all the while about the Big Brother state. Mandatory registration for the military draft? You might be able to get that one passed through Congress, but it's easy to see millions of young men refusing to bear arms for the state. Many of those same men perfectly willing to bear arms for their clan of like-minded culture warriors. The list is much longer, of course, but I think you get the point. The idea that any social regulation at all is an infringement of personal rights is now a common conversation. You know what? My 19-year-old self is cringing right now. This student organizer, protest marcher, civilly disobedient son of the 60s is singing the praises of following the rules. That's a big shift. I wonder how I'll feel 50 years from now.